Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B and the home of the Russ Park Morning Show. I'm the host that does the most, Miss Ebony J, and I would like to welcome you to the Ebony J Show. The Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people, and today we're going to talk about being unique, steering away from the typical careers, and stepping out of your comfort zone by making your dreams come true. We all have a purpose, and we just need to come up with a realistic plan and focus on our dreams. So joining me today for this topic is rapper Puka Leroy. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Mr. Rap, yeah. Your ass off himself. I just want to know, like, what's going on with you?
Well, I mean, you know, I got a lot going on right now. Actually, pushing this new single right now with me, Future, and Rich Homie Quan called Pull Up.
Okay.
And, you know, we're pushing that real hard right now. We're going to start, like, radio on that in the next couple of weeks. I actually got a follow-up single that I have with Future, too. That's going to come out in the next couple months. So, you know, we got BET 106 Apart coming up. Got a whole lot of things in the works right now.
Wow. Now, what other artists have you worked with besides Rich Homie and Future?
With Gucci Man, like almost 2 years ago. Oh, matter of fact, I had him on when I first released the rap. We had did the remix with Gucci Man.
So out of all three of them, who would you say your favorite was?
I would have to say it's right now it's between Future and Rich Homie.
Gonna say that.
it's between them two because as an artist I really liked it. Future, I like both of them kind of like on the same level, but Rich Homie starting to get a little more of my attention as far as his music, because the more I'm listening to him, the more, you know, I'm starting to kind of sway to his side with the music. And
see, you've been working pretty hard. It was hard for me to keep up with you. I went on YouTube and Googled you, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what are we going to talk about today. You got all hits.
Right.
You definitely got hits, though. Starting from "Oh My Mama Stole My Swag," "Rap Money," and then your newest single is "Rap Right."
Yes, man. Rap, that's the one that's actually finna premiere on 106 Apart, the new joint of the day here in the, like, next at the end of next month. And I'm finna, the single that I'm finna follow up with that is going to be the Rich Homie Quan single called Pull Up.
Okay, so we can look for Pull Up next.
Yeah, it's out now. We just released it like 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that. You got to send it to me.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Before we get off the phone, I'm going to send that right to you.
Okay, okay. Now, I saw the video for Rap, and I seen, you know, the song. I really love the song, actually. But I saw a lot of kids in the video. So, like, who is the song targeted to?
I mean, it's actually for the, you know, for the people in the community, you know, that feel like, you know, I don't glorify the dope selling and the, you know, I don't glorify that. I glorify standing for something and actually, you know, doing things for a reason. So if it's really telling people to stay up out the streets and do whatever you do best and do that and see, you know, and then see what the outcome is instead of following the product to the environment and thinking you have to go the route that, you know, everybody else talk about and glorify. You ain't really got to do that. You can, you know how your mama tell you, you know, stay up out them streets or whoever raised you, your grandma, whoever,
mm-hmm.
You know, do what you do best. You know, and what I do is rap. So, you know, rap your ass up.
Now, have you always been a rapper?
Yeah, I've been rapping for at least 15 years, so, yeah.
Ooh, okay, okay. So, do you remember your first rap?
First rap, yeah, I remember it.
You do? Tell me about it. What was it like?
I was at school. You want to hear how I sound, or you want to know where I was at when I wrote it?
You said you was at school. Now, if you can remember it, yeah, I want to hear it.
It went something like this. Don't laugh at me because I was young and immature. But,
I ain't going to judge
said,
you.
They say we some Cadillac swangers, disc and bow riders. We love the whole world, but we some Southsiders. That was a little bit of
okay, okay. So you've been doing it for a little minute now.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my partner in crime, he actually locked up right now. But, yeah, we started this, man, in, like, 1999. So, you know, it's been a minute.
And still going strong. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
still going strong. We finally reaping the benefits and, you know, getting noticed and stayed at it and never gave up on it, you know. So it's starting to pay off.
Oh, and yeah. Oh, yeah. Hard work always
like
does.
I feel like a real rapper now.
That's good. Like I said, the video was amazing. Did you shoot that video in your city?
Yes, ma'am. We shot all my videos. Actually, I've been shot in Dallas. But the latest video that's been a drop called We Mob, and we shot that while I was on tour these last couple months. I shot it in South Beach, Miami. So
oh.
That'll be coming out here in a couple of weeks, too.
Okay. See, like I said, you everywhere. I'm trying to keep up. Now, a lot of people have a problem in their cities getting the support. How does it feel for you to actually have the city support you? Because I saw that you were on the cover of Dallas Weekly Magazine, Black History Edition. So it's just kind of like, you know, I see that they're really supporting you. How does that feel?
It feels great. You know, actually, how that comes about is when I not only do I rap, I actually, you know, pick 30 and 40 kids up every other month and take them out to the skating rink. You know, we pull up to the neighborhood. I got tour buses and rap trucks and rap tour buses and all that type of stuff. So we actually pull up and get the kids and take them out to different places. And, you know, we be involved in the community, giving away school supplies and backpacks. We hook up with the radios out here. And, you know, we just do a whole lot of giving back as well. So, you know, people recognize that and you know, they acknowledge it and pay homage to it, and then that's how all the other extra stuff come about.
That is amazing. You got to keep going. I always love seeing people making their dreams come true and also encouraging others to do the exact same. So what inspires you? How do you stay motivated?
First and foremost is my daughter that, you know, keep me, you know, motivated. And,
your
you
little
know,
princess.
I fail, I let her down.
Yeah.
You know? But actually, you know, I love doing it as well. It's my passion. The money has never really excited me. It's all about the passion and what I do for a living and what I love to do. So, you know, it'll never leave me. If I never made $1 million, it'll still be, I'll still have a dollar in a dream because I just love doing what I'm doing. So, you know, I just love it. I love everything about the music business and what and this rapping because I have a story to tell. So, you know, I won't stop until the world hears the story that I got to tell.
Amen. I heard that. And in your song, I know at the beginning it says something, I couldn't catch it all the way, but it was saying like, is it get up out them streets and rap your ass off?
Yeah, it's like get up out them streets, get in that booth and wrap your ass off.
Get in that booth. So do something different.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I tell them, you know, rap for my mama, rap for my sister.
Yeah.
For my cousin. I'm telling you, everybody who I'm rapping for, you know. And it's almost like, you know, you gotta do it for somebody more than yourself. So, you know, whoever, somebody influenced you or raised you the right way, whether it was your mom, grandmom, you know, your sister, brother, auntie, whoever, somebody raised you and let you know and gave you some good wisdom on, you know, how to do things and how to move out here in the street. So, you know, somebody do it for somebody.
Was it hard for you to make that transition? Because, I mean, I'm not familiar with Dallas, but I know from Cincinnati, we see a lot of people out here not really making things of themselves, and it's hard, you know, not to fall into that pressure. Was it hard for you to make the decision to give rap your all and not do the norm?
No, I wouldn't say it was hard, just for the simple fact of I got two older brothers, and, you know, I'm the baby, so they actually, both of them went to the penitentiary, so I was watching them, and, you know, I see how that tore my mama up and, you know, had her crying every night and worried about them, if they was all right in there and all that. So, you know, by the time it was my turn, I was already doing that rap thing, and I said I was going to do this. And that's where it really, it all came about for me, staying out the streets and staying, you know, narrow-headed and being able to do what I'm doing for a living and show her something different so she wouldn't have to see all her sons go through the same thing. And, you know, that's just actually where mine came from. Seeing my brothers and them go through it made me not want to go through it for my mama's sake.
Oh, that's good. Learning from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, rap is not only the name of your song, but it is the name of a program that you actually have that encourages youth kids to read?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We call it Readers Always Prosper.
Okay, okay.
You know, rap. So it's actually, you know, for the kids to get in the books and read, you know, at least 2 to 3 books a week and all that type of stuff. And we go to the different schools out here in Texas and talk to them about it and give out free books and give out free things. And, you know, we actually in somebody's school at least once or twice a month out here.
Oh,
and,
that,
you know,
is amazing.
It's actually, it's a whole message behind it. That's why I tell you, it's a story behind it all. It's just not me rapping and trying to become the next superstar off of just nonsense. It's all really a cause behind it.
I'm definitely loving the movement because not only are you making dreams come true, but you are achieving your dreams while inspiring these kids and showing them, like, you can do something different. You just got to work hard.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got to fall victim to the streets and victim to all the, you know, the peer pressure and all that. And, you know, with the internet these days, it's real hard for people to follow somebody else's lead and not use their own mind and
right.
You don't get caught up in the rap.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to me about the Money Mob Empire. Isn't that a part of your label?
Yeah, Money Mob Empire.
So this is not just a label. This is a mentoring program also, right?
That's actually what we're trying to get it to eventually. We're working on it, but right now it's like it's mostly a label, but we're working on it, getting, you know, mentoring different guys and older dudes, younger dudes, just the whole youth, everything in one, and that's what we're working toward, like with the community and stuff. We're trying to actually get this recreation center and, you know, have different events there like every week and all that type of stuff, but right now it's actually a label. We're pushing the music more than we're pushing anything right now, but at the same time, the plan and the goal is to eventually turn it all the way into a whole community event type of thing and mentor different dude brothers and all that type of stuff.
Oh, okay. That is great. Yeah. They need it. Yeah. They need it too. So it's definitely a need there. Y'all definitely in the right direction.
Right.
You're no stranger to hard work because you've been covered on Ozone Magazine. You've been on the cover of Source Magazine, Man of the Year edition. And then I also hear that you won New Artist Showcase in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. And, you know, my favorite artist is T.I. And he was actually there and got a chance to see it. So, you know, that was my first time ever meeting him too. So that put a whole lot of motivation in me right there because that was something that actually, I still look at that magazine almost every day. And, you know, that was crazy.
That was just the beginning, huh?
Yes, man. Just the beginning.
Just the beginning. You got to speak that in existence.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was the only dude from really Texas there that was in the showcase. It was actually 25 more of the artists that was from everywhere. And, you know, I went like, my set was like, I was 10th or 11th when I went, and then after it was all over, you know, I wasn't expecting out of all those people for them to remember my set. And whenever the judges came back and they said my name, I was outside somewhere like, I think eating or something, and they ran out there and got me and told me I won, so that was a real good feeling.
Oh, yeah, when it's show time, and if you got talent and they see it, of course, you know, you're going to get the recognition.
Yes, ma'am.
So you said T.I. is your favorite artist. What is the other top five artists that you're, like, listening to right now or that you actually like?
I would have to say Pimp C for sure, like UGK, Pimp C, and Bun B.
Ooh, okay.
A-Bob, MJG, Lil Boosie. If I have to give one more, it'll probably be, you probably ain't familiar with him, but his name's Zero. He's from Houston, Texas.
Okay. Yeah. I like the choice. A lot of vets in there, too.
And
And everybody kind of have a different sound.
Yeah, got to.
What would you say makes you different from other artists?
Like I said earlier, I have a story, actually. You know, I'm just not rapping and picking the beat and just saying dumb stuff on it to make a hook up and just doing this and saying what's new and trending and what people, I ain't with all that. I just really have a story to tell, but the way I deliver it is like none other. You can't hear me and say, oh man, he sound like so-and-so.
Right.
When you hear me, it's like, that dude talking about something, and he sound like himself. That's what the gang needs. They need that breath of fresh air to where nobody sounds, you don't sound like nobody. You come in and create a style to where people want to start sounding like you.
Correct. You know? Mm-hmm. Leadership. Been trying to get the kids to understand that you can steer away from the typical careers. These days, you don't have to just be doctors or, you know, lawyers. You can be a rapper. You can go and pursue modeling career and do stuff like that. So what advice do you have for the kids of our future?
If y'all want to do it, and this is what you want to do, is the music or the modeling thing, whatever, make sure you're doing it for you, and you got a reason why you're doing it, and not just because it's the new hot thing and I can try to do this and that, because you're really going to, you know, before you know it, waste your time and your whole life going to pass by, and you're going to look up like, man, I ain't really what I wanted to do the whole time. You're going to go through so much by trying to prove a point when really you know in your heart this ain't what you want to do. So, you know it's what you want to do before the money. If you wake up and the first thing on your mind is, man, I want to rap so I can be rich or something like that, then you might want to second guess it. But if you wake up and be like, I want to rap because it's what I love doing. I spend my last on the studio. It's like that's all you eat, sleep, breathe, bathe is music or modeling or whatever. Then that's, you know, actually I would say to those people that do it like that, keep pursuing it and go far as you can with it. But if it's something you really don't want to do, then don't do it just because it's the new cool and a hot thing to do, because you're going to waste your time and a whole lot of other people's time. So, you know.
Ain't that the truth? I can't even follow up after that because you took the words right out of my mouth. We got too many people following the trends instead of following their hearts.
Yeah. you always have to be a follower, but, you know, you got to follow to actually be able to become a leader. So, you know, that's really what I live by. I'm done following. You know, I'm leading now, so.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Puka. I really appreciate you taking your time to come talk about this, because these kids need to know that there is more than one way. You don't have to run to the streets. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. But long as you follow your dreams and follow your heart, then you will make it. Tell us where we can follow you and learn more information about your movement.
Actually, I got my own website, so you can go to PukaLeroy.com, PukaLeroy.com. I mean, you can keep in touch with me on there, and it kind of got all my stuff linked to it besides my Instagram. So if you want to go follow me on Instagram, you can go follow me at Puka Leroy, which, again, is PookaLeroy. And, I mean, Twitter, all my stuff is the same. Everything, you just go Google Puka Leroy, and then all my stuff will pop up. I don't have no special names that, you know, everything is under my name, so.
And be prepared to get a lot of info, because the boy got a long resume.
yeah. And actually, you know, D at 106 in Park, December 18th. So, you know, I was a trending topic in Texas December the 18th this last year, because I actually, the Rap Money song had premiered on there. So it was the trending topic in Texas for that whole day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud of you. I want you to keep reaching high, keep climbing, and keep shining like the star that you are, and telling your story. The kids, they truly, truly need to hear that and just really know that there's another way. You don't have to go the street way. You can definitely, you know, rap, sing, dance, use whatever talent that God gave you to bring others. And that's what I like about you. He gave you this talent, and you're bringing others to him and bringing others to do the right thing in the community. So, you know, I really, really respect you for that. We definitely got to keep in touch. And thank you so much for calling in and, you know, talking with me.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for having me. I'm going to need that email, too, so I can send you this new track with Rich Homie.
Ooh, you know I love the exclusive music. That's right. Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, and the home of the Russ Poir Morning Show. There you have it, folks. Puka Leroy right here on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, the Ebony J Show online. That's right. Make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place, for Feature Fridays on WizNation.com. If you want to be a guest, all you got to do is email me at MEJ@EbonyJShow.com. That's right. MEJ@EbonyJShow.com. The Ebony J Show is not meant to offend anyone. It is meant to engage, educate, and empower youth to follow their dreams while being entertaining. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Good things come to those who wait. And I don't care what you're going through or how hard it is, you better hold your head up, king and queen, and keep smiling. God bless you.
101.1 The Wiz.